Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services reports that there were over 2,000 new COVID-19 cases reported in the data updates on Monday from Friday through Sunday. Friday's number included over 1,000 cases, Saturday included nearly 800 cases, and Sunday included just over 400 cases. Several of those cases were reported across the Kenai Peninsula. Over the past 3 days, there were 21 resident hospitalizations and one recent Alaska resident death. The individual who died was a male Kasulovak Census area resident in his 50s. And there's currently 216 patients diagnosed with COVID-19 who are hospitalized, 17 additional who are considered persons under investigation. And in the numbers from Central Peninsula Hospital, as of the 4th of October, 18 patients are currently hospitalized with COVID-19, 15 unvaccinated, 3 fully vaccinated. The hospital occupancy rate is currently at 100%. There are 6 COVID patients in the 9-bed ICU unit, with the ICU occupancy rate currently at 100%, and there are 6 COVID patients on a ventilator currently. The current statewide alert level, based on the reported number of cases per 100,000 people over the past 7 days, is high in the red category at 836.7, which is down considerably from last week. However, 28 regions of the state are in the high alert level, including the Kenai Peninsula region. 63.4% of Alaskans 12 and up have received their first vaccine dose. 61.5% of Alaskans 12 and up have been fully vaccinated. 51.1% of the Kenai Peninsula region are fully vaccinated. In September, Governor Mike Dunleavy announced that hundreds of medical personnel are coming to Alaska to assist the state's health care facilities. Nearly 300 registered nurses and more than 100 certified nursing assistants or patient care technicians are among the health care workers that are set to arrive under a contract between the state of Alaska and the Federal General Services Administration. Bruce Richards with the Central Peninsula Hospital told KSRM that workers began to arrive there recently.
So we have 12 people that have arrived at the hospital, 8 RNs, the rest are CNAs, and we have 3 more pending that are on their way. They're approved to come here, but they haven't arrived yet. So 12 total, 3 pending. The majority of those are nurses. We requested ICU and med-surg nurses. The majority of those are med-surg nurses. We did get 2 or 3 ICU nurses, and so they are immediately getting put to work up on the floor, and that will help reduce the load of the current staff. You know, we've been over our maximum capacity for several weeks now, and so this will give the existing staff a bit of a breather and allow them to return to some sort of normalcy, even though we're still at or above capacity.
Richard says the hospital remains busy.
You know, yesterday we were at exactly 100% capacity for our licensed beds, and we're managing through that. We're having the infusion of new staff, which is going to be helpful. Only thing that remains is, you know, is where the case counts go and the number of people that arrive at the hospital for us. We're hoping to see some sort of a downturn here, but, you know, have no way of knowing which way it's going to go. But yeah, we're still very busy. A lot of COVID patients and a lot of other patients who aren't COVID related. They're just, you know, people who have become very sick or have had accidents, and the hospital is extremely full, and the staff is working really hard to take care of everybody.
The incoming health care workers are part of a comprehensive support plan for Alaska's health care system for medical facilities strained by an influx of COVID-19 patients. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.